Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. So I hope you had a great weekend. We started a brand new series this weekend called Camouflage Christmas, where we're talking about this reality that the Old Testament, thousands of years ago, predicted the coming of Jesus. So the way that we've said that is that the proof is in the prophecies. And we looked at this reality that back in Deuteronomy chapter 18, that when God really initiated the prophetic office in the Old Testament, that he started with Moses. And the people said, God, we know we can't talk to you. We want someone to speak for you to us. And that's really where they asked for Moses to kind of be a mediator. And what God says in Deuteronomy 18 is that, yeah, there's going to come another prophet, an ultimate prophet. Moses is going to speak towards him. And so this is up on a mountain. Moses gets the law. God says to the people there in Deuteronomy, which is really a retelling of Exodus chapter 20, you must listen to him. That event was not only foretold, but then it was completed in the New Testament whenever in Mark chapter 9, Jesus went up on the mountain like Moses. The law, the prophets are there. God says, you must listen to him, that Jesus becomes the fulfillment of that, this Messiah that the people were looking for. And so we talked about two things, that Jesus's transfiguration up on the mountain there with Peter, James, and John in Mark chapter 9, that ought to lead to two things. Number one, it ought to lead to our transformation, the reality that we shouldn't just settle for this religion, Christian Smith referred to as moralistic therapeutic deism, that really this idea that God just wants us to be good because what he really wants for us is just so that we would be happy, and that he's really just not that involved in our lives. He's kind of distant, so we kind of set our own agenda, do whatever we want to, but he's there for us if we need him in a pinch. That's moralistic therapeutic deism. Moralistic, God just wants us to be good people. Therapeutic, because he wants us to be happy. Deism, that God's far away unless we need him in a pinch, and then he'll come and help us. That's less than New Testament Christianity. Like, for example, we talked about the passage where Paul says in Philippians 2:14, do everything without grumbling or complaining, that Paul actually expects us not to be perfect by any stretch, but to live up to that. So it's reasonable to say that we should be complaining less than we did a year ago or 3 years ago or 5 years ago. We should be arguing less than a year ago, 3 years ago or 5 years ago. There should be transformation taking place, not just transformation, but also transformission, that the way we see the world should change. We should see ourselves as servants. And we talked about, you know, how there's a cost to following Christ, but the cost way lessens in the reality of the fact that Jesus dies for us. And so coming up on December 20th at Lewis Center, we have a life teams orientation. And I hope that if you're not currently using your gifts and serving the way that you were designed, that you would take advantage of that opportunity that morning. You can just go to on the LifePoint app, go to the events tab, and under the events tab, there you can go to December 20th, click on Life Teams Orientation, and sign up that day to learn how to use your gifts. It's not just you using your gifts. Your children have the opportunity to use their gifts through something we call Jump Back, where we have children serve the generation that is just behind them. So very early on, we want our kids to learn that serving is one way that you grow in your relationship with Christ. Not to mention every life group ought to have a ministry partner in the city that you're serving at least once every term. And we do that because of the way that Jesus served us. So I'm going to pray for us, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray both about your transformation and what we call your transformission. Father, thank you that you have freed us up to serve, to use our gifts, God, the way that we were designed by you to be different. God, don't let us settle for anything less than authentic New Testament Christianity, that God, we'd live open-handed, that God, we would expect to change, all because of the death and resurrection of Jesus. So God, thank you for how you loved us, that love that you said, where Paul said, the love of Christ controls me, it compels me. God, I pray that it would be compelling to us. Now I want to give you the opportunity to pray, and hope that you'll come back and join us tomorrow on the DriveCast.